This morning, as the sun shines brightly in our lives, the church once again draws from the scriptural passages of the evangelist Luke, who gives us so many beautiful lessons through the parables. And he teaches us about life and how we should act and be as Christians. The passages which we will hear not only today but in the coming Sundays seem to fall in place with the approaching holidays, those of Thanksgiving and Christmas, because it is those days when we gather as a family and we think about our lives and the multitude of blessings that God has given us, or at least I hope we do. This morning, St. Luke gives us a very beautiful parable and story. It happens to be one of my favorites. It's the story of a rich man who sat at his table and he ate sumptuously. And it's the story about a poor man named Lazarus who had very little. It's about the end of their lives and where they went and the outcome. But in this parable, there are a multitude of lessons for us as the people of God. It's first to examine and understand that the rich man sat at his table and he ate sumptuously. It's not only the rich who eat sumptuously at their tables. Most people in this land eat sumptuously, and we have plenty on our table. But if you notice carefully, the rich man didn't take time to thank God. He didn't take a moment to say, "I give thanks to the Almighty for the multitude of blessings that I have." How so often we sit at our dinner table as a family and we begin to eat and we don't even thank God. We begin to share the common meal, but we forget to share the common prayer. How is it that we forget God? Because it is because of His goodness and His mercy and His love that we have this at our table. And by His gate, there was a very poor man whose name was Lazarus, who wanted only to eat from the crumbs who fell from the table. And the rich man never took time to pay attention to Lazarus. He never stopped from his meal. He never stopped on the way in or on the way out. He never thought of that poor man. He committed what may have been and may be the greatest of all sins, and that is indifference. Indifference to those in need and those who struggle. Indifference to the problems of life. Indifference to his own life, because if he believed in God, he would follow the law, as Jesus even said once, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, but also to love your fellow person, the other, as you would love yourself. And even as you love God. For St. John reminds us that we cannot say that we love God and hate our neighbor, but we're to reach out to those who suffer. And that rich man didn't take those few moments to reach out to the poor Lazarus. The time of their death and their respective judgments came, and the rich man went to Hades, where he was consumed in fire. And Lazarus went to Father Abraham. And it is not because one was rich or one was poor. It's how they lived. And this gospel message comes as a warning to us, to remind us that we must live the gospel message. We must live as Christians, as human beings, if you would, in this day and in this time. When people are questioning the essence of Christianity and they're questioning the values and the principles of life. And the rich man said, Father Abraham, pity me, and let Lazarus dip his finger in the cool water, and let him come give me a refreshing taste of water, and let him quench my lips. But Lazarus was not allowed to do so because of the distance and the chasm set between them. And then the rich man did something wonderful. He thought of his brothers. He thought about those who were still alive, what would happen to them, because they probably lived the same way he did. And he said, send back Lazarus to speak to my brothers, to teach them. Let him warn them, let them give light, let him give understanding. And once again, it was not allowed. And we, the clergy, now then stand in the place of the rich man. And we call out that warning to you and to every person to think not of yourself only, but to think of the other, to remember Lazarus, to remember the poor. For St. Isaac the Syrian reminds us, saying that we should love the poor, for through them we shall find mercy and salvation. And Christ himself even told us that the poor shall be with us always, and we will have them so that we may serve them, so that we may give to them, but even more importantly, so that we may minister to them. As I said earlier, the seasons and the holidays are fast approaching, those of both Thanksgiving and Christmas. In a way, they are the seasons of guilt, because it is those days and those times, or as the holidays approach, that people go to the shelters. And we feed the homeless and the poor at Thanksgiving, or we give gifts to the needy at Christmas. But what about the rest of the year? Are the poor and those who suffer around only between mid-November and through the beginning of January? Are they not all around throughout the year? And it is our obligation to minister to them and to serve them as the rich man could have served Lazarus, according to the gospel passage. Christ and his mercy taught the people of his land and his time through simple parables. He tried to let them understand the true meaning of life and what's necessary. Remember, when the time comes that we shall all leave this world with nothing, we shall go as we enter. As even Job says in that famous passage, that he entered the world naked. And so we shall leave the world naked, taking nothing with us, but only the multitude of our sins or the quantity of our graces and our virtues. The gospel passage comes as a warning, and it comes as a teaching. And may it enlighten each and every one of us to not only remember the poor, to remember all those who suffer, whether they are near or far away, where they are close or they are distant. I believe, Father Peter or Father Christopher, next Sunday you have the IOCC luncheon. Yes. IOCC is that agency which serves the needy and the poor along with the Philoptochos. And these agencies minister to those in need. And as I noticed, your own community will serve and continues to serve the poor. And I commend you for that. But there's never enough. I challenge you today and tomorrow, when you go home, to go into your closet and take out everything that you haven't worn in 6 months and say, this is for the shelter and this is for the poor. And at Christmas time, You set aside a gift for Christ the poor, Christ the needy, for Jesus who suffers. Think not only of your spouse or your children. Remember Christ in the world in a real way. Remember Christ who came to save the world. I was speaking with Father Peter and Presbitera last night and told them about a lecture I'm preparing having to do with the word philanthropia, philanthropy. In its original meaning, it meant the love between equals and people, between two individuals. We often associate it with charity or what we call philanthropy. But it must be an expression of love, and that is what the gospel message is really about. That the rich man was void and empty of love. For if he had this much love, he would have taken pity. He would have had compassion. He would have had mercy in his heart, not only for Lazarus at the gate, but for all the people of his land. Fill your hearts with mercy and compassion and love, and let them overflow so that you give those to others in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.